Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Talking Rock Ridge Wrestling with the sophomore Dallas Krueger. He's at 126 pounds this year, and he's off to a great start, 22-1. He finished 7-0 last week down at Abe's Rumble. So let's talk about that. I know we highlighted Dallas, the tournament last week. I think 43 wrestling schools were down at Abe's Rumble in the Springfield area. Tell us about your performance last week down there.
I had a couple good matches. One was against Gabe Spencer. I was losing 4-2 and then came back and beat him 7-5. And then the rest of the time I just had a blast. Didn't wrestle really anyone good. Just kind of went out there and wrestled practice moves, and that was about it.
Well, last year you wrestled at 113 pounds. So you're up to 126 pounds. How does that weight serve you, and was that something you wanted to be at?
Well, after wrestling season last year, I started lifting during the summer, and I was weighing like 145, and I cut down to 126. So right now I'm feeling pretty strong at this kind of weight.
How do you approach the last half of the season? We roll into January, and now you look to January, and boom, down the road you have the postseason awaiting. So how do you approach the final, 4 weeks of the regular season? What are you looking at?
I'm just looking to do as best as I can and go out there and wrestle hard and see how far I can get and do.
So 22-1, right? So I got to ask you, one loss this season. So tell us a little bit about that situation, and I understand to a defending state champ, so that's a very important measuring stick. So why don't you take us back to that match and kind of set that up?
I wrestled him at the Erie tournament with Tyler Fleetwood. Me and him have been friends for a long time, and we wrestled, and we didn't score anything in the first period, and then I kind of put myself in bad position, and he scored on a couple of those bad positions that I did, and it ended up being 7-1 at the end of the match, and it didn't really bother me much. I kind of just learned from my mistakes and just didn't really worry about it.
As we mentioned, last year, Dallas Krueger, you were able to advance to state as a freshman. Kind of tell us how important that experience was and what you learned from that.
What I learned from it is that it was a lot tougher than what I expected it to be. There's a lot of tough kids down there. And it was important to me because Rock Ridge hasn't had anyone make it down there that far in the last couple of years, in the last 15 years or so, and have someone place. And I kind of did it for me.
So you look to this year, and you've been off to a great start, 22-1. Now, I know we talked about last week finishing 7-0 at Abe's Rumble. Have there been any other events so far this season where you thought, man, I really feel good about my performance? Now, I know there's some big events coming up here in the next couple of weeks, but what were some of the other key performances so far this year for you?
Probably just the Erie tournament, because that's like the only one we've had so far, and that kind of pretty much put me out there with the kids that I beat that I've lost to last year, and pretty much just going out there and wrestling.
Well, Dallas Krueger off to a great start, 22-1, including a 7-0 finish last week down at Abe's Rumble. Dallas, nice going. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, I will.
All right, Dallas Krueger with us on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.